Welcome back, everyone, to RoomPak's Res Ed Chat podcast. If you're new to the show, every episode we feature a variety of topics of interest to hired professionals who work in and with university housing, residence life, residential education, whatever you might call it. All are welcome here. So this episode, as we've done several times in the past, we're really wanting to highlight all the cool, interesting ways that folks who work in residence life in particular can get more involved, kind of build their learning, kind of accelerate their careers in the directions that they might want to kind of pursue. And today we're talking about ReLive. So we have someone here kind of closely acquainted with that organization as part of kind of Makuho and Niakuho. So I'm sure many folks are maybe just aware of it, but we'll go a little bit more in depth into this organization. So Nate, if you want to introduce yourself, give a brief overview of your professional background, and then we'll talk more about what ReLive is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thanks for having me here today. So I'm Nate Gordon, and I serve as our Associate Director for Recruitment, Selection, and Training at the University of Connecticut. So real quick, kind of what I do in that role is I do all of our recruitment, selection, and training for our professional staff, and then I supervise the staff that does that for our student staff. So all of our training and selection flows through me for the Department of Residential Life at UConn. And a little bit about more of my professional background. Before that, I started here at UConn as an assistant director, so that kind of that traditional supervising hall directors and kind of the day in, day out of what's happening in the residence halls, and then was promoted to the role I'm in now. Before that, I was at Keene State College in New Hampshire, where I had served as a hall director for 5 years. And then I was promoted there to our coordinator of the first year residential experience. So I was supervising hall directors in first year halls, but also really getting to run like a first year experience program, which was cool. And so on top of work and what you do in a regular day, I was also heavily involved with Niakuho, so the Northeast Association of College and University Housing Officers. I had held several roles within that, one of them being in the presidential cycle. So in 2018, I was the sitting president at the time of Niakuho, which is kind of where I got my start into ReLive. So I had the opportunity to serve as a faculty member back in the day, and then really kind of saw the benefit of the program. So ReLive serves kind of our regional entry level institute, and we do that jointly with the Makuho region, so our friends in the Mid-Atlantic. So I serve currently as our co-director for the Niakuho region, and I have a colleague who does it from Makuho, Ryan Young, who works at Temple University.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I guess, yeah, just from you kind of talking more about your background, I feel like, you know, it is one of those beautiful things where I think you can reflect on your own experience being like, you know, entry level, but then also like you've managed those people and worked with those people from different vantage points and everything. And even, I guess, like that idea of if you have that exposure to like, you know, first year student experience or orientational idea of like trying to really empathize with being wherever it might be, any time and space where you feel like you need a little extra to kind of better understand kind of the context, how things work, how best to sort of like, you know, navigate different things and everything. So I don't, yeah, ReLive, the regional entry-level institute. Yeah, it's just kind of a unique offering, and that idea that it's a collaborative between those two different regions within kind of a Kuhuwai is kind of the broader umbrella overarching across them. But just before we get too far, if you want to just explain what ReLive is, and I guess more in depth of like, you know, you said you're a faculty member and everything, but just like your work with it.
Yeah, so my work with it. So ReLive, regional entry-level institute, is designed for professional staff and residential life who are within their first to third year in the field. So these are our, I would say, probably the true entry-level position folks who are in hall director roles, who are thinking, hey, res life is really cool. I want to do my full career. I'm a res lifer for life. This is what I'm going to do forever. I'm moving up to director, executive director, maybe an assistant vice president position because res life is awesome. Or for those folks who are like, yeah, I want to move up to a mid-level role. I want to know what it's like supervising professional staff, and I want to be an assistant director. Or it's meant for people who are like, I don't know if res life is for me. Like, maybe like my hall director role is cool. I'll do that for a couple years, then I'm gonna move on to something else outside of res life. So really, the big intent of it is to see kind of what skills you need to learn or kind of master to be a mid-level professional. Along the way, kind of learning, I don't know if I want to be that mid-level professional, so I'm going to go to ReLive to see if I truly want to move up. Or, I'm moving up, I'm doing it, I'm going to go in and learn. And so part of while you're at ReLife for those professionals, we have 8 faculty members that we do a selection for. And so we select faculty members to come in and they present on a topic. So they're assigned a topic, which is one of the AKUAY core competencies. So we're looking at kind of human resources and supervision. We're looking at fiscal control. We're looking at housing occupancy, facilities. We also look at campus politics, which isn't part of the KUOI core competencies, but it's an important skill that we feel as though entry-level staff need to learn and be able to kind of navigate politics as a mid-level professional. So we have our faculty, and our faculty are members who are at the mid-level or higher. So typically that assistant, associate, director, executive director level person kind of coming into ReLife. They're assigned a topic and they present a 90-minute presentation, really going nitty-gritty deep into their topic. On top of that, they're assigned a cohort. So our participants is small. So we only have 24 participants between both Makuho and Niakuho regions. We take about 12 from each region and they're assigned a mentor. And a mentor is one of the faculty members. And so really you're with, so 3 mentees to a mentor and you're sitting together. We're living in a residence hall at our host institution. So it's like 4 days. We're living on campus at the school. It's all day long. So we go in the morning into the evening. So you're truly like living together. You're learning together. You get one-on-one time with your mentor or mentee. We do typically like a night out on the town. And so we go out on the town or we'll go out to dinner one night. But you're truly kind of living that experience and learning about those core competencies. With at the end, we have a faculty panel. So we just ask our panel to come together and we ask questions, any questions that the mentees may have. And then we do a graduation ceremony at the end to kind of wrap things up and conclude the day or the institute.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess like what I think is unique about it, like, yeah, the smaller size of it, so that is sort of like a cohort, like that, yeah, you're part of a kind of a graduating class of people for that year's institute and everything. And I think it's super unique because it also kind of exists and stands alone versus like sometimes there's like those like pre-conference workshops or different things that maybe kind of feel like a similar vibe, but like this sort of you know, whether kind of chicken or the egg or whatever, like how it sort of originated, maybe, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I guess like that idea that like it kind of warrants and deserves that like smaller kind of exclusive experience where it doesn't feel like maybe like an extra tag on or so whatever else. It's like, no, we want you to be here. We want you to be kind of focused on this and really, you know, engage deeply with it. And that like there's that benefit of, you know, learning from your peers as much as, you know, the faculty members and those sort of things. Like there's just that kind of learning environment being like, yeah, we want to kind of cultivate this sort of experience and everything. And yeah, I think it's just like really awesome, I guess, because it just feels super, super unique. So I guess this is maybe like a just a brief follow up to kind of capture some of that essence and that magic. I know the most recent one was back in May of this year. We're recording this in October of 2024. Any like reflections or anecdotes, I guess, that sort of like kind of maybe captures what you feel like is kind of the magic of ReLife.
And there is magic of ReLife. Both Ryan and I say, you know, expect to feel kind of that magic. And there's, and I think, looking back, how do you describe it if you haven't been through it? So there's lots of learning that takes place, lots of aha moments, lots of, I had no idea, and I think from our participants, I had no idea my supervisor has to deal with this or had been trained on this, or like I might have to do this in my next position. Or there's lots of, oh, there's excitement. I'm going to bring this back to my institution. I'm going to include this in part of my training. I'm going to have this here. You see the close bonds that are made between really the participants. I think even when I was a faculty member and even as one of the co-directors now, I'm learning new things. So not only do you have the participants learning new things, you have the faculty and the co-directors. I'm taking notes. I'm having aha moments myself. And I've been in the field for just about 20 years now where I'm like, oh, I never thought about this way. And I've often brought things back from ReLife to training at my institution here at UConn. So that, I think those have been some of those aha magic moments. I think when you leave ReLife too, so for example, we just had our regional conference 2 weeks ago for Niakuho. And there were some participants there that were in the 24 Institute, as well as a 23 and 22 one. And then seeing people come back together and be like, oh my gosh, do you remember at Relay when so-and-so taught us about this? Or I've used that in my field, but I've had, now that I've done it for a few years, I've had participants who've gotten that mid-level role. And so seeing people move into kind of like, now I'm an assistant director and I get it. And so you're like, right. So you learned that at Relay, which helped prepare you for that next step.
Yeah, and I guess they're going to just build on what you're saying there, because I kind of just wanted to do a sort of like, you know, blunt or kind of obvious question idea of like, what makes an event like this so important from your point of view? But it is that idea of like, obviously, even, you know, that idea of like, oh, you're learning from your peers, you're learning from the faculty. It's like, well, the faculty are even like, you know, learning from the students. Like, that's, I missed that one. But the idea of that level of sort of like, because I guess that tells me a level of sort of like empathy, of respect or whatever, like that everybody kind of knows that there's sort of, you know, different, you know, lived experiences or perspectives or, you know, different things. And that sort of like, you know, opportunity for the mid or more senior level people to be faculty and to kind of like, you know, really kind of remind themselves. It's like, okay, everybody doesn't know all the things that I know after working, you know, for however long or whatever. You kind of have to like get back to basics. And that idea of, the people who are entering in their first couple of years, not realizing like, oh my gosh, like that's a thing that I'm going to have to do maybe just like in my next job. Like you're saying, like, that's, I think, such a powerful kind of feeling and kind of anecdote. Cause I think unfortunately a lot of people have to just get like on the job training or kind of crash courses when it's like, okay, you got promoted. Like here's all this like financial budget stuff that you like never understood or never, you know, were told about or whatever. So I guess if there's like, things like that, like some of those learning outcomes, some of those concepts and those sort of things, like, are just kind of, everyone to take this question, but like an event like this, again, it's super unique. What makes it so important from your point of view?
I think it gives you a step up from other candidates when you're job searching for that next level. You get a boost. You have, well, you may not have like the experience yet of being a mid-level professional. You have the training. Right. So you've been training from someone who may not. And because we're such a, for the Niukua and Makuo, because we have such a small number of participants that we select in each year, we know it's a small select few that have gone through that intensive, really 2.5 day institute. So I think kind of that magic that sets you above other candidates. And so I think that that's something, that key takeaway that you can bring with you that is important. And I think as someone who does hiring for mid-level roles on my campus, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for people to, okay, so maybe you didn't supervise a grad student, but what if you, oh, you participated in Relay. I know what that is like. And we're competitive. So we're competitive from our participant point of view and participant from the faculty point of view. We had to turn down about, you know, we had about 48 people apply to be participants last year, and we could only have half of them. So we're in a good place where people want this experience and they want to further explore what that's going to mean for their career.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point. Yeah, like it's kind of like you have that unique vantage point where like you can add maybe a further emphasis on a lot of these things where it's like, hey, I'm a person who hires these things. Like, you know, don't just take my word for it. I'm literally one that's like sort of, you know, sort of seeing kind of the difference that something like this can make firsthand. Because I think like, you know, Res Life, in, you know, kind of contrast to, you know, many other functional areas at an institution, like there's just a lot of people that kind of come through it. And, you know, for better or worse, it's like, well, if you're, you know, an RD at one place, it's probably going to look fairly similar to an RD at a different place. So like, it can be hard to maybe like differentiate yourself, especially like on paper, like, you know, certainly as you're engaging with people, you can get a add in a lot more kind of color to things. But yeah, I mean, just that idea that like that sort of stamp of approval, like you said, it's like you got, you know, you were evaluated to say like, okay, you're going to, you know, get a lot from this, or you'd be a good fit for it or whatever. Like, so you got in, you did it, you completed it. You know, now have this sort of, certification, you know, as it were, of like that you're, showing that interest that, like you said, like, and maybe just part of the experience that like you were able to at least get the better self-awareness of like what it is exactly that you want to do. So like, presumably it's like, well, if you're applying for this job, that must align with what you, you know, are looking to do. So like that better sort of compass that you're getting from something like this, but also just, yeah, like having that, you know, that stamp and that certification, that credential, it's just going to say, yeah, like you are going to be in a much better position and everything. So it's, yeah, I think it is just really important, because I think, yeah, there's obviously a lot of kind of nuts and bolts of just like doing the work, like the idea of like finance or budgeting or, you know, whatever else. But even just on a broader level, like having people feel like they're, you know, part of that broader community, whether it's their cohort or sort of all the, you know, graduates that have come before them, and like the mentors and the fact that like it's all these things that you would like, and I'm, you know, harken it back again to like students, like it's something that you would hope for any of our students to have, like just sort of the social capital, the self-awareness, the sort of, you know, whatever else. So it's all great stuff. And I guess with looking ahead, obviously we've got like a brief look in the rearview mirror, as we're looking ahead into the future with Reali, are there things that like you are just excited for in general, like specific like changes or anything that you can maybe tease for, you know, next year or the years to come? Like what are you excited about when it comes to Realize you're looking ahead to the future?
Yeah. So I think a couple of things is really working with, I think we're infusing more diversity education into our competencies. And so looking at how do you work, how do you do diversity education when you're talking about finances? Right? Like that doesn't sound fun to me. So how do you incorporate that? How do you incorporate diversity when doing housing assignments, campus politics? What does that look like? And so kind of really having more of a focus on DEI, inclusion and belonging. So really making that part of our staple. We've also started to have, we have some sponsors of Reali and kind of cultivating and building upon those relationships. And so we've had two furniture companies and dorm room movers. So like Brill Furniture, Folio Furniture, and Dorm Room Movers have all had some sort of level of sponsorship within Reali and starting to get to the point where we've had some of our sponsors do presentations at Reali. So not one of the competencies, but adding time for them to come in and talk about whether it be furniture, whether it be kind of what do you need for a moving and storage company. And so that, I think that's been cool. And that's been a thing that I've seen evolve over time. I think a new thing that was added recently, or not recently, but over the past couple of years was the co-director time at Reali. So myself, my colleague, Ryan Young, we have a good like 45 minutes with the participants where we get to kind of share our own stories, where we're talking about kind of how we've navigated kind of residential life and our career path. And so, because we're not doing any of the presentations per se, this, we're organizing a whole event. This allows us to have some time with the participants, which also is really rewarding as well. And the fact that with Reali, we bounce between the regions. So like last year we were in Macuhos, we were at George Washington University in DC. This year we're gonna be at Binghamton University in New York. So it's cool that we get to bounce between, regions.
Yeah, I guess that, yeah, it's just like a kind of inherent excitement is the idea of like going to new institutions and being able to maybe like give a little like, you know, kudos and like uplifting like the cool stuff that might be happening at that, particular host institution. But, yeah, that is actually, I want to kind of like pull on that thread of like, with the sponsors, they're presenting, they're engaging with the participants. Cause I think that's something through like my master's program was one of my biggest takeaways, because now like a lot of my career has been in sort of adjacent roles that are supportive of institutions, and that idea of learning how to kind of manage those kind of partnerships or evaluate them, or, you know, yeah, like just it's such a unique thing. And knowing maybe like that's even like a potential career avenue is that idea of like, well, if you feel like as you're doing that sort of, you know, self-awareness piece of like kind of self-discovery, knowing that like your skills are valuable, they can be useful in a lot of different areas, and understand what those options look like versus feeling like you have to kind of try to squish yourself into this one very like, you know, certain hole of like, you know, well, it's like, well, if it's res life or nothing or something, you know, like I kind of put my stock into this, I got to stick with it. It's like, no, you could be like, well, no, I only want, like, I want to stay somewhat close to students. I like sort of being in that mix, or I want to, yeah, go to more executive director, sort of much more senior level, or maybe I'd want to be working across institutions at these sort of adjacent companies and stuff. So like, yeah, it's great to hear, I guess, sort of that like, yeah, you can be at different host institutions, sort of bring them to the forefront, like that you all get to like interact, because I feel like it'd be a shame if like you're like organizing everything and you're like, I didn't even get to meet everybody that's here, and then the you know, organizations that are supportive that, you know, make all of this sort of happen, you know, anymore and kind of increasingly, And I think that's sort of like a sign of the times. I think that there's been sort of that that like bias or sort of like kind of antagonistic, I guess, time relationship with like external vendors and all these sort of things. It's like kind of just a, you know, recognition that like as long as institutional leaders are navigating into these partnerships in a very like thoughtful and intentional way, and these external organizations understand how to best work with higher ed, which I think they've just continually gotten better and better at it. Like, they could be a very healthy, productive relationship that really adds something to the student experience. So that's really great to hear. And I guess like just the idea of really trying to just maximize the potential and like the value of just that like exposure, you know, the idea that like, okay, you're in a cohort of a bunch of different people, you're going to be maybe in an institution that you've never been to before, like you're obviously interacting, you've had sort of this like, you know, broader longitudinal view of like, you know, the institute itself and the people who have come through it and whatever else. So I think it's just, I'm obviously just sort of gushing, I guess, just hearing about this, where it's just like, this is such a great opportunity for people. So I appreciate that you've like invested into it. But I guess any reflections on that, that idea of like, that there is so much value in the sort of like, just exposure, the awareness, because I feel like that's what I'm like harking back to a lot, is the idea of like the self-awareness piece, the idea of understanding about like yourself, the opportunities that are out there, and like how to interact with all the different kind of stakeholders and things like, yeah, I guess any reflections on that.
Yeah, and I think that's why we felt as though we needed to have a campus politics session associated with Relay. So not only how do you do that with your people at your institution or your department, depending upon the size of it, but also these outside stakeholders. And so I think of, I don't know if you've ever been to like an Akuhoi Campus Home Live event or one of the regional conferences, but like we have an exhibitor fair at regional conferences, right? And so kind of walking down that, typically at a hall director level, you don't have the buying power at your institution. So you're like, why am I going through this with my bingo sheet to be like, hey, sign here, right? But that's where it starts. That's where it starts with building your relationship when you do get to that level where you are buying furniture, you're buying software programs, you're buying giveaways, whatever it is. Be like, right, I know like I need a, you know, roommate software, right, room pack, I met them. Or I know I need furniture, I need X, Y, and Z, whatever it happens to be. You already have that built because someday you could be in a position where you have that. And so I think it's teaching them how to manage those relationships now, not only when you're at conferences or making kind of connections with exhibitors, but also on your home campus institution. So bringing that back to what can you do now in your department? Whereas, yeah, you might be a hall director and you are overseeing the day-to-day operations of your residence hall, but how do you take that experience and expand that? How do you take that and expand that out to not only benefit your students, because that's what we're here for, right? Is making sure our students are having a good living environment overall. But how do you do that? And it's a skill. And I know sometimes, right, when dealing with politics, often it's crashing and burning to learn from that. And so that's kind of like a motto I've done several presentations on politics. And so how do we avoid you from crashing and burning? Right. So like, let's take some lessons learned along the way. So that way you can be successful in that and kind of navigating those. Right. Avoid crashing and burning. Like, people have come before you and have learned, like, let's give back. And I also see like Relay as a way for me, kind of who's progressed and moved up in their field. How do you give back to the field of student affairs, residential life? For me, this is a great way. When I served as faculty a few years ago, that was awesome. And then kind of doing this has been a great way for me to stay involved regionally, but also giving back to the field and allowing opportunities for folks to explore their career paths in residential life and what that will look like.
So we will end here of, you know, encouraging folks to, you know, we'll link out to the website to learn more, but obviously just having folks that listen from all across the spectrum, you know, whether they might be somebody who could be a participant, be a faculty member, or supervise somebody who might, you know, they might kind of nudge them to attend as a attendee, but how can listeners get involved?
Yeah. So listening involved, kind of exactly what you said. So we are actually getting really close in November. We're going to be launching our faculty application. So if you are at the mid-level, so if you're, you know, really assistant director or above, and you are interested in participating in Relay, our faculty application is going to be launching in November, and that typically closes right beginning of January. And then once that is done, we'll have our faculty selected. So those participants, those who are like, ooh, I really want to go to Relay, or I want to experience what this institute's all about, that application is going to open probably right after the residence halls open from winter break, so mid-January, and that will close beginning of March-ish, where we will have our participant apps. That will all be on our website, and both of those, the website itself is linked to both the Makuho and Niakuho websites.
Perfect. Yeah. And I think the timing will be well for this when this episode releases initially, and then hopefully just long-term people find it as they're thinking about potentially getting involved either as an attendee or faculty member and everything, or maybe even, you know, a sponsor, you know? Yeah, we appreciate you just kind of helping to kind of add more context and history and perspective and reflections on Relay and the value that it has. And just really appreciate you and, you know, helping to facilitate these experiences for folks and for jumping on the podcast.
Absolutely. No, thank you for having me. This was awesome.